As any Alaskan will tell you, life in the 49th state isn't cheap. But for those living in remote villages and especially island communities, prices can be astronomical. In Cake, a village on Kupernoff Island, it's no different. Something lifelong resident Chelsea Lewis has come to terms with.
Food is one of those things that we kind of, as a family, just know that we're going to have to spend money on. And so that's one of those things we don't really... We try not to think about too much, because if you thought about it too much here, we'd probably move.
Lewis and her husband run a YouTube channel chronicling their life in rural Alaska. While their content ranges from Q&As to fishing trips, their most popular videos document their grocery hauls. In one with over 40,000 views, Lewis shows us what $600 gets her at the local grocery store in Cake.
I'm just going to go through some of the things that are kind of more expensive and show you what that looks like. This cheese here was $17.98, and then this one was $30. So I think cheese is probably the most expensive thing.
But it's not just cheese that comes with a sticker shock.
And then we ended up getting bananas, which were $5.32 a pound. So it was like $7 for that bunch of bananas.
As Lewis explains, there's many factors that go into the village's high food costs.
Everything comes to us from Seattle. So everything goes onto a barge, and then the barge makes its way from Seattle, and it makes its way to us here in Cake. And so during that whole time it's on the barge, it has to be refrigerated. Anything that's refrigerated or frozen is really a lot more expensive.
But it's not just local circumstances affecting the community's inflation rate. According to the UN Index, international factors are a driving force behind rising food prices everywhere. The price of food reached an all-time high this March as a consequence of global supply chain breakdown, rising energy prices, and the war in Ukraine. In rural southeast Alaska, where the majority of goods are barged in, higher fuel costs mean higher food costs and fewer available items.
Yeah, the last time we bought like a gallon of milk, it was like $9. And then what happens here often is that we actually run out of milk pretty often. And so like my husband went to go get milk on I think Friday, and they were already out of like the regular gallon size, so we had to buy like two like small quart sizes, and then so that's even more, so it's like $10 for two little quart sizes.
But even for those who do shop locally, timing is everything. Go to the store too late and you could miss out on even the most basic necessities.
The barge comes in on like Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and if you're not there on Wednesday, you're probably not gonna get milk or eggs usually. So
that's Lewis's young daughter Bonnie.
So you have to be right on it, or else you're not going to get your produce that you want.
To get around the high prices and scarcity issues, it's not unheard of for rural Alaskans to travel hundreds of miles to the nearest city just to grocery shop. In Lewis's case, a shopping trip to Juneau every few months is just another reality of life in the village.
We'll do a big grocery haul, usually at least once a year, if not a couple times a year. Like right now, our fridge is pretty empty of produce because we are waiting until I travel again to buy more. So right now we're kind of living on like frozen produce or canned things.
Greta Healy recently relocated to Cake for a job. She's learning to live off the village's limited options. So during a recent trip to the larger neighboring island town of Sitka, she decided to stock up on food.
So we're here with your food box. Just tell me about what I'm looking at.
Well, we got back to Cake a few days ago and I went shopping at C-Mart in Lakeside before getting back here just to save some money on food. I was taking the ferry so I could bring a bunch of food with me, which was really sweet. Yeah, I mean, I tried to buy all the food for the next month because I'm not leaving for a month. So I'll probably have to buy more vegetables here in Cake, but...
If you, like, weren't able to get food outside Cake, like, what would your diet be? Like, what would you be eating?
I would be eating a lot of cabbage and onions and pilot bread and fish and venison, which is pretty much what we ate. We didn't leave for like 4 months this fall, and so that was, by the end of it, that was all we were eating. We were eating fish tacos like at least three times a week with cabbage and fish.
I mean, there's definitely a cost of living unique story in Alaska. You know, the difference in the cost of living between urban and rural, you know, rural and village, and, you know, there's dramatic differences there.
Neil Freed is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor. He says relief from inflation is coming, but it may be a ways down the road.
hard to predict what's going to happen to inflation. But when we look at the national numbers and we look at our numbers and we look at these most recent numbers, it appears that inflation will remain high again in 2022, even if it does begin to moderate towards the end of the year.
That means food costs will reach record highs, especially in rural and village communities of Alaska. And unfortunately, supply even more content for Chelsea Lewis's YouTube channel. Reporting in Cake, Alaska, I'm Tosh Kimmel. Oh, we got Canadian bacon for me.